Here's the good news for school districts. The vast majority of the district's funding, about 90% or more, is for now exempt from budget cuts. That includes local school property taxes, those can't be touched, and the state's Foundation School Program, which matches school property tax receipts.
So the major source of general revenue state aid to Texas school districts, what the state matches local property tax receipts with, is exempt from this exercise. So it's off the table.
Adam Jones is the Texas Education Agency's chief operating officer. The downside of so much being untouchable is that you've got to take a larger bite out of what is available to cut. And that includes a handful of programs that some districts heavily rely on.
The biggest one is textbooks. The legislature has to decide what textbook proclamations to fund and what not to. The state educator incentive grant is a big one, and the state pre-K grant's a big one.
Pre-K certainly could be big for Austin's independent school district. The district has a multi-million dollar budget hole of its own and will have to come up with a new way to fund its full-day pre-K program if the state doesn't provide a grant, estimated at more than $4 million. Catherine Clark is with the Texas Association of School Boards.
But what they've got to think hard about is, do we want to continue to offer a full-day program? Could we possibly offer it just using local funds? There are districts that do that.
Local funds that could come from increasing the local school property tax rate. Most school districts will have to get approval from local voters to do that, including Austin ISD. For now, there are not widespread calls to go to voters with a tax rate increase. Clark says having to hold an election hasn't stopped some from moving forward to try and strengthen local budgets.
So we've already got two that are scheduled in June, four that I read about in the newspaper last week in the Dallas area contemplating tax ratification elections. So I think school districts are going to be at least going through the estimation exercise.
Cuts to the future state education budget won't begin until the 2011 legislative session. How severe those cuts end up being will be determined by the state comptroller's revenue outlook for 2013. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.